Psalm for this morning is Psalm 111, and I'm going to be talking about verse 1 through 4, and I'm going to let the scriptures explain themselves this morning. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. That's the King James. Now, Pat, if you'd put that up on the screen, I'm going to read it from three other translations, and you can look to see how it's matching up. The first one is the New American Standard. It says, praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. In the company of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. Then I went to the New Living, and I read from the New Living. Pastor Carl calls the Living Bible the toy Bible. He's always said that, as he's, you know, a staunch King James man. And when the Living first came out, I just absolutely loved it. And I'd read verses to him from the Living Bible, and he'd say, that's a toy Bible, Sherry. Anyway, it says, praise the Lord. I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with his godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in him should ponder them. Everything he does reveals his glory and majesty. His righteousness never fails. He causes us to remember his wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is the Lord. Pretty close, huh? Mm-hmm. But a delightful translation. And now we go to the fun Bible. That's what I call the Message Bible, the fun Bible. Hallelujah. I give thanks to God with everything I've got. Amen. Amen. Let's give thanks to God with everything we've got. And that makes us that noisy group that Paul is talking about. The noisy old men and women, right? Because we give thanks and we give praise with everything we've got.
That's right.
Because we've lived long enough to know he really is good. Huh? Yeah. Amen. Yes. Whenever good people gather and in the congregation, God's works are so great, worth a lifetime of study. Wow. Yeah, they're worth a lifetime of study. Just looking at all the things that he's done for us, huh? He's done wonderful things. He's done absolutely he's a fantastic creator. I kind of like you, and I more than kind of like you. I love you. And I like what you do. Amen. And I like to study his creation. I could look at those waves all day long, every day, I think, just one after another, because every one of them's different. Amen. Amen. Splendor and beauty mark his craft. His generosity never gives out. His miracles are his memorial. The God of grace, this God of love. Amen. What a God of grace. What a God of love. Do you just love him this morning?
Yes.
Let's stand and let's say this from the King James together. And then we're going to sing and we're going to praise him, because we got the keys of the kingdom. Keys of the kingdom. That key to the kingdom, the main one to get in, is relationship with Jesus Christ. Is that true?
Yeah.
Amen. He gave us the power and the keys to open up, to be able to go in his kingdom and look at everything he does. But more than that, that key gives us relationship with the King. Amen. That's what it's all about. Let's say this together. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Amen.
Amen.